Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones today, Bob Dacey tomorrow and the next day, and your Alex Jones underdog will join us all this Monday and taking a well-needed rest. I appreciate everybody staying tuned. It's interesting that a lot of this DNA database, this police state action as it pertains to driving is coming up quite a bit on this show. It's synergy, I can say. We are going to run a story on scanning your license plates. That is, of course, offending your Fifth Amendment right to incriminate yourself, so they can see if they have somebody who's in a database. If you're not in a database, you can be sure they want to put you in a database. And, of course, a DNA database is at the top of the pyramid, top of the food chain, so to speak. And they're doing this to our children now as they're born, of course, assuming they're going to be criminals or terrorists. Getting everybody in this DNA database. And obviously, it's extremely dangerous. Now, look, I'm sure some of you out there are saying, Jack, if I'm a law-abiding citizen, why do I have to worry about being in the system and having my DNA on file and my fingerprints on file and my photo on file for face scanning technology? I'm not breaking any laws, but I think that the top criminal experts out there will tell you, I believe that an American breaks a law something like every 34 minutes, you know, because there's so many laws that you can't even keep track of them all. And some of them seem, you know, like minutiae. They seem non-important. But once you get into the system and once you are oppressed by the system, it can continually puts you in a place where you have to break more and more laws, and then you become public enemy number one. And let's not forget people like Brandon Mayfield, the professor in Oregon, who was charged to be part of the Madrid bombings. His entire career was ruined. He was lambasted into the newspapers and turned into a terrorist. Turns out they had absolutely no real information hooking him to the Madrid bombings, and he ended up settling out of court a couple of months ago for a large sum of cash, but not before his life was ruined. He was a law-abiding citizen. Unlike Ancher in Indy, who was drinking and driving, I gotta tell you, I don't think it's good to drink and drive, Ancher. I would recommend against it on every level, but at the same time, if you're not hurting anyone, why are they even inquiring to whether you've been drinking or not? Were you swerving on the road? I mean, what indication did you give to get pulled over in order to be charged with this?
I was crossing the double line, but since then I gave it all up. I sold my truck. I no longer have to pay gas, oil, insurance, maintenance, nothing. Yeah. I'm through with it. Trying to dig myself out of a hole, as I said, they want to pull you back in. They won't let you go for nothing.
Well, are you going to submit your DNA?
I have another a probation appointment before then, and if my questions aren't answered, it's scary to think that I wouldn't, but I just don't like what's going on.
Yeah. I'm not sure, you know, what level you might have being an offender not to do this. I can only say, you know, if it were me, I would resist.
Here it says, failure to participate and provide a DNA sample is against Indiana state law and further legal action will be taken.
Okay, well, I'm not sure if it is, and that's something that you're going to need to check out. A lot of times they will say that it is, and it really isn't. They're just trying to intimidate you. I would assume that on some level this would be more than an invasion of privacy. But, I mean, look, you've got to decide if you're going to take a stand on this, okay?
As soon as I popped it open, the first thing that came to my mind is, am I being investigated about a murder or a rape that I know I didn't commit?
Well, look, you've got to decide. If this is your line in the sand and you want to stand up to this, personally, I would. But it's going to be a long haul, and you got to be prepared for that, okay? I'll try to dig some information up for you on the program today, and we'll try to get it out for you, okay? I appreciate the call. We'll come right back after this.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are going to go to all your calls, so please stay aboard. Again, the phone number is 1-800-259-9231. We are standing by for Congressman Ron Paul, so don't be surprised if we have to drop everything we're doing in order to get to Congressman Paul. But we will continue on with the program. And it's interesting how these shows kind of take on a life of their own. You spend hours preparing a program, and then you see, you know, what people want to talk about. And I think that's really important, you know, what you want to talk about, what you want to put on the record. And we've had a number of calls regarding, you know, the police state and driving. And, I think it's a worthy topic to discuss. In fact, what we're going to do here in a second is discuss automatic scanning of every license plate for crime and for terrorism. Regarding the DNA action that Ensure called in from Indiana, I mean, here's the problem. And Bush announced this about 3 years ago. In fact, he said he was going to spend $1 billion in 5 years to create this national DNA database. And there, of course, are many problems with this. And right now the parameter is set to where, well, initially the parameter was set to where if you had committed a crime, that they would be able, for whatever reason, to take your DNA to match it up against other crimes now that you're a criminal. doesn't really get into the semantical argument about what really is a crime. A crime is a crime, and they feel they have the right to take your DNA when you've committed a crime. This also rides down the old slippery slope when now they're trying to get your DNA if you've even been arrested and not convicted of a crime. And they are merely or genuinely here trying to get your children into the database so that they have everybody in a database. And privacy experts, including even people at the ACLU, okay, have said that, look, I mean, this is dangerous, and in fact, one, I can't remember who said it from the ACLU, and how could I ever remember his name, but said that this is a matter of time before the government starts playing around with your DNA and figuring out ways, of course, to continue to control you. Now, regarding the subject of do you have to give your DNA, obviously you don't if you're not committed of a crime, and that is convicted. You have to be convicted of a crime. Though I have to tell you, and I don't know a lot about this, just primarily because I can't remember everything, partially, and because I'm not a criminal, so I haven't had the experience, so to speak. But I would fight it, personally. I would do everything in my power to not allow my DNA in the database or the DNA of my children or my family or anybody I care about. I think that's where I would draw the line. So you, like a couple of the callers today, have your homework cut out for you, and I assume that you can pick the brains of people at the ACLU who are already kind of way ahead of us on this. But look, do your homework, do some searching, and who knows, you could end up being the number one activist against this, and we can all tap into your work, I think. But there's a lot to talk about on this DNA thing. I could actually read you an entire story about it, or several stories. It is on the fast track, of course, as usual, in the United Kingdom and Canada. As our caller mentioned earlier, Little Britain, okay? And certainly here in the United States now, it has been a huge measure. And this is really, I think, the reason why we have these rinky-dink little crimes to get you sucked into the system so they can get you databased, so they can get your DNA in the system. And I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, don't get arrested. You know, I'd actually like people to go out and get arrested doing civil disobedient acts, much like Cindy Sheehan has done. I think it calls attention to the cause. So I admire people that do that, so I'm not going to say, don't get arrested. I'm going to say, stand up for what you believe in, and if I'm you, I don't go along with it. I refuse. They'll have to strap me down to take it. I absolutely, you can lock me in jail, and I just won't do it. I'll stay there until I have to. Automatic scanning of every license plate for crime and terrorism. I believe we have time to play this clip right now, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll go to your calls as well. I think this fits in rather nicely. John, go ahead and roll that clip.
The Long Beach Police Department has recently acquired new technology that allows officers to automatically read license plates and compare them to wanted vehicle databases. This is called ALPR, or Automated License Plate Recognition. Each ALPR vehicle has three cameras mounted on the light bar. They can read license plates in all weather and in complete darkness. Each camera contains both a color overview and infrared camera. The system compares plates to four databases at this time. We are searching for wanted felony vehicles, local wanted vehicles, stolen vehicles, and vehicles with lost or stolen license plates. If the system finds a match in a database, the officer will be alerted both visually and audibly. Now we want to get all the new information, all the stolen vehicles that are out in the field. So what we're going to do is we're just going to hit begin shift. The process is wireless. It's now uploading all the databases, and it's done. What we're seeing is typically between 3,000 and 4,000 plates a shift being read and compared to the database, opposed to the old way, which is just manually inputting plates on the computer. The quickest guy, I think we saw 150, 200 a shift. So you're comparing a lot of information that you normally just would have driven right by to databases. So basically, you're just cruising down the lot. You could be going 50 miles an hour, and it will read them. Obviously, the slower you go, the better. But it's pretty efficient. I'm going 80. And it's
catching the cars going the opposite direction that I'm sure are going at least 80. And if you're driving along and the computer actually sees the car, you'll get a hit. And it takes about 1 second from when the camera sees it to when it displays it on the screen. But it automatically pops up, so you don't have to worry about fumbling with the computer and all that kind of stuff. And to verify it, obviously, you just go back to your Tiburon screen. If something happens and you're on a call and say a 211 goes out, you have the ability to manually input plates into the system as well. To do that, what you'll do is you'll just hit manual plate entry. Let's see this truck up here. Call goes out. It's 7 Charles 65885, right? Hit plate.
No match in database.
There's no match in the system. We're just going to make a note. It's just going to be a test, but you can put whatever you wanted into there. Hit save. Now, the next time you see it, it's going to turn off, but as soon as you see it sees the plate, the alarm will go off. And it gives you all the information that you inputted, gives you a picture of the car, the plate as it saw it, and then the plate as it interpreted it to be. The machine will keep every single read that you've collected until you downshift or end shift. Just hit the next button, and you can actually toggle through every single plate that you read. What's neat, this information is downloaded or uploaded to the server, or we can actually use it for data mining. So if you want to know, was this plate for Robert David Nora 096 seen in the city of Long Beach by one of our license plate readers, you can query the plate, and every single time it's been seen that we still have in the database, it'll bring up the picture and the information with the timestamp. It's not showing here, but we have a timestamp and a GPS coordinate, and you can map the location of the vehicle. So if you have a murder vehicle, a 187 vehicle with a plate that you have, you could query the system to see where in the past it's been seen.
All right, folks. Here's Amendment 5 from your Bill of Rights. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in land or naval forces or in the militia, whatever that is today, when the actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense, but to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, that's double jeopardy, nor shall he be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor shall he be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Of course, that covers a lot there. But really, you shouldn't be incriminating yourself. So by driving your car using this new ALPR system, you are largely incriminating yourself. Without due cause. In other words, you're doing nothing. You're driving down the road, minding your own business, allegedly obeying the laws, and you're singled out. And, of course, we've seen how these databases have worked in the past, that they make a lot of mistakes. A lot of people are going to be hauled in on this because they, for some reason or another, got on the record as being a child molester or, God forbid, a drunken driver in the past, and this will be the measure in order to pull you over. Well, I'm sorry, sir. What did I do wrong? Oh, well, your license plate matched that of a criminal, and we want to search your car. I mean, there we go, down the long spiral of police injustice, the Injustice Department. A reader actually wrote, and I have an idea who this might be, and I think that really said it very succinctly, did a great job talking about this. Once again, a predatory police state society is being created. Police policing everyone now. Searching everyone will be the norm. What's the purpose for this? Mega income generation from catching everyone who has expired tags or plates? Of course, they will be highlighting the car involved in the robbery, etc., to get the public to support their own enslavement. As the officer says in the short video, ALPR is going to revolutionize the way we police in North America. Notice he didn't say the United States, but North America. Yes, my friends, the North American Union, where the Constitution will be shredded for a treaty, which is illegal, and the American people don't have a clue. And he goes on to list a number of things that have happened in the land of the free, the home of the slave. We'll come back. We'll go right to your calls after this. You can comment on this as well. Still standing by for Ron Paul. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Go right back to the phones, 1-800-259-9231. Feel free to call in, address what we're talking about on today's program, shift the topics dramatically, put something on the record. Appreciate everybody helping me out on the program today. I think between all of us, we can get through this together. Jack Blood sitting in for the Alex Jones Show. Real quick, again, I need to remind you, all of the Alex Jones videos are now on DVD. There are tremendous specials carried over from the Christmas holiday season, New Year's, including different packages of Alex Jones videos and some of the videos carried at the InfoWars stores. And most importantly, this is something you definitely have to hear me on, if you want to be a subscriber for PrisonPlanet.tv, there is an amazing special right now. It is just about to end. The window is closing. Days away from ending, maybe hours away from ending. You need to go right now to PrisonPlanet TV or PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go to PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Check into that special and sign up. It supports Alex's work, supports this broadcast. We're not asking you for donations. We're not asking you to support what we do other than to get something for your money. PrisonPlanet.tv, an amazing resource. If you haven't checked into it, everybody should go sign up now if you haven't done so already. Specials will last. The clock is ticking. Anytime now, they will end. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Again, the phone line to call into the program today, 1-800-259-9231. Rob is calling from Tennessee, who is with the Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Is it .org, Rob, or .com? I can't remember.
.org, Pilots for 9/11 Truth.org.
And you guys are a group of seasoned pilots who have flown commercial airliners who have been investigating 9/11 now for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I guess you got Ron Paul calling in there. How about that guy, huh?
Well, you are going to be a guest on my program today following this show in the second hour of our show, so people can find out a lot more about you. But just give people the simple rundown of what you guys have been working on.
Yeah, well, we received the flight data recorder information for American 77, the one that hit the Pentagon, through the Freedom of Information Act from the NTSB. And we've just released our first full documentary on it. You can find it on the site, pilotsfor911truth.org. Came out pretty well, and it puts everything in perspective and in a very understandable way, because the text on the site is kind of technical.
Yeah.
But the video that we released, and you could also find it on Google Video.
Would it be fair to say that your research tends to ask more questions than deliver answers for some of the questions we've already had, which I think is good? You guys are raising some new issues, keeping the 9/11 truth movement alive.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it raises a lot of questions, and we have a recorded call to the National Transportation Safety Board in the film, and also on the DVD as an extra, we have a call to the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, which I spoke to them directly as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few other extras with a flight data recorder expert on the DVD, and it really puts things into perspective.
What we do know is that the flight data recorder information that you guys got through Freedom of Information Act does not match the official story of Flight 77 in the Pentagon. And furthermore, you guys had one of your members come out. I believe his name was it Rob Harden?
Robin Horden.
Robin Horden.
Boston Control, former Boston Air Traffic Controller, yep.
That's right, and he had quite a bit to say about the story that we heard regarding NORAD and what happened all day long on 9/11, and that was a gripping story, which I know you guys have at pilotsfor911truth.org.
Yeah, that's covered in the film as well, and we cover Hani Hanjour and what he supposedly had, what he reportedly had for a training and a background, and what he had to go through, if he really did go through it, to get that. And
mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like he could have, based on testimony from flight school managers. We go over the NORAD response. We go the Robin Horden interview is in the film as well. We really put it together nicely for people that do not fly airplanes, that are not pilots, that can really understand it. And considering everything that we're going through today with the license plates and everything you were talking about before, well, stemming from September 11th, so we really have to look into this stuff. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but...
Well, maybe not. I mean, we have a lot of new listeners always tuning into this program who are, you know, really passionate about this, want to learn as much as they can, and I think your organization is a great contribution
to
the cause. So, Rob,
yours
again,
too.
Well, I do what I can. I'm kind of a conduit to get your information out to the public. But you will be my guest in the second hour of Deadline Live today, also on this very network following the Alex Jones Show. Appreciate you calling in, Rob. Look forward to speaking to you today. I hope everybody tunes into that and supports pilotsfor911truth.org. Get that video. Thanks for the call, Rob. We'll come back with a Coyote, Charles, Larry, and Tony. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Shelley, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Note to self.
Nobody's
researching DNA databasing and license plate scanning will freeze my computer. Okay. That's what happened, folks. I am now unfrozen. Just took me about 3 or 4 minutes to do it and not lose all the information that we had for the program today. Phone lines are open, 800-259-9231. Hoping to have Ron Paul join us today. He's very, very busy, so whenever we arrange these interviews, it's kind of a hit or miss. We don't know how much time he'll have when he does come, but we're hoping to have about 30 minutes with Ron Paul today. Though if we don't, you can be sure he'll be up with us in the very, very near future. We're all crossing our fingers. Let's go back to the phones. Coyote in Colorado, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Well, you know, to kind of segue in, I have a couple of comments and then something I want to talk about. But
fire away.
The farewell address that I gave 46 years ago today, he not only warned about the military-industrial complex, but he also warned about a second complex, about four paragraphs down, and he connects them with the intervening paragraphs, and that's the scientific technological elite.
Yeah.
And that segues into what you are talking about now with, you know, the database and DNA and, you know, that whole deal, and how the military-industrial complex, these guys come together. So what we have really is a media-driven governmental military structure that is heading for, you know, some kind of scientific technological wonderland for the elite.
Well, I mean, good for you for bringing that up, and that's exactly right. We often talk about Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. I like to call it a Brave New World Order, where he predicts a scientific dictatorship, one in which the citizens won't even know they're enslaved by. Of course, as we know, his brother Julian Huxley, first head of UNESCO, tied right to the Club of Rome. And actually, really great reading is Brave New World Revisited, where Huxley compares his book to 1984 and gives you more of a Pavlovian scientific dictatorship the future than one where you're punished and locked into your homes and tortured continuously. This is certainly something that you can't really do to everybody, and maybe in a way is a little bit of a fantasy. But the scientific dictatorship is not a fantasy. It's a reality. Certainly, and then I'm reminded also, Coyote, of Zbigniew Brzezinski's passage in his book Between Two Ages, where he predicts that the future will be run, it will be called a technotronic era, run by a few elites unrestrained by morals.
Exactly. Those are the guys that, you know, they have the special card that basically lets them go by. The thing that's interesting about this whole thing is that Eisenhower warned against it too, and we are not that, you know, we get the military-industrial complex part, and then people cut it off at the end of that paragraph.
Yeah.
You go down two, three paragraphs, and he's tied it all together, and he put the whole thing together, including the media. And I remember a quote that when he gave that speech, Nelson Rockefeller just had a hissy fit. There's a quote, and I can't remember exactly who it was. I don't know if it was Buchanan, but Rockefeller had a hissy fit that Eisenhower put all that stuff in there. And I mean, it was expletives deleted running everywhere.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because they didn't want that. But anyway, the reason why I called is to let everybody know that the Border Patrol agents, Jose Campion and Ignacio Ramos,
had to turn themselves in today. Was that the
yeah? Thing? And they are. The interesting thing is, most people don't know anything about it because there was no media play with it.
Well, there was here in Texas. It was debated ad nauseum on all of the
yeah.
media channels here, and of course on Lou Dobbs as well. Go ahead.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that very few people know outside of Texas or, you know, maybe southern Colorado what actually went on that day. And there's a website. It's called AmericanFreedomWriters.com. And there is a letter that was written by Ramos's father-in-law to his congressman, Walter Jones, in North Carolina, that describes everything that went on that day. And these guys were railroaded, and this is part of the game. They are actually, they are innocent. They did nothing. As a matter of fact, they didn't even take the drug dealer into custody that day. He was running away.
Well, he ran across the border.
Ran across the
border.
And
this became an international incident, and, of course, this is where the pressure was laid to bear, and these people were made to be examples of the policies which are integrating into the North American Union.
Jack,
I mean, they shot a guy trying to smuggle drugs or God knows what over the border, doing their job that we employ them to do and going to jail for it. It wouldn't be the first time this has happened.
Jack, have you ever been shot in the butt cheek?
Yes, I have many times. It's extremely painful.
Extremely painful and very hard to run. And he's
well,
running.
If your life, look, if you're... yeah. Now I'm reminded of of Zakawi, the terrorist who ran away from a score of Humvees on his artificial leg through the desert and got away in Iraq before they caught him for the umpteenth time. So I guess anything's possible, Coyote. So what are you alluding to here? That
basically what I think people need to do is they need to get on the horn. There's plenty of phone numbers out there. You can call especially the United States Attorney General's office, and that phone number is 210-384-7400, and that's the San Antonio office, and the Department of Justice. Those guys you can only.
Yeah.
Email.
I can't remember. Is there anybody really sticking up for these guys? Any organizations? Anybody on this case at all?
The folks over at the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps.
Right. I would figure that.
The boots on the ground guys. You know, everybody knows about the Minuteman Project, but very few people know about the boots on the ground guys. And we are the boots on the ground guys. And if you want to go there, just go to MinutemanHQ.com, and everything's in there. We are really,
right.
You know, we're really trying to get
We have, as I said, a number of cases like this. I'm reminded of Dog the Bounty Hunter, who went in and arrested somebody on bond in Mexico, and now there's a big war within Congress whether they're going to send him to jail, to go be in jail in Mexico for hauling in this guy, this killer.
Yeah, and what was his name? He was a Max Factor error.
Yeah, Andrew Factor or something like that. Yeah,
yeah, he's a convicted rapist and murderer.
But it offended Mexico.
Yeah, well, you know,
we can't offend Mexico.
No, we can't have bounty hunters or anyone crossing the Mexican
border. Or we can't have people defending our borders.
That's it. We can't cross into their borders. Try that one.
Good point. And that was
right.
A great call, Coyote. If I had
right.
the prize, I'd give you that. That was a great call all the way around. I appreciate you calling in today. Let's go to Charles in Chicago. Charles, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
How are you today, Jack?
I'm okay.
On your show, just wanted to give you some information. Some people can get out of the problems associated with having a state driver's license by getting an international driver's permit, or sometimes it's called international driver's license. It's about $1,500, I believe. There are websites you can go to and get information on obtaining them. But the beauty
I got to tell you, I'm not a big believer in this working. I guess people can try anything they want. You want to give out a website for it?
Sure. I use toolsforfreedom.com. They have a lot of different products available that patriots would enjoy and help keep them out of the system. Another thing that a person can do, quite frankly, is to place their cars into a trust, and then that can help eliminate a lot of state involvement there with registration.
Sure.
There are a couple cases I wanted to give you. First of all, a driver's license is not required, and here are the Supreme Court cases people can review. Thompson versus Smith, and the second case is Hendrick versus Maryland. Originally, the driver's license were to be used by people who were engaged in interstate commerce, like a chauffeur. In these cases, verify that, and people can use that to help fight New World Order. I think it's all.
I understand, Charles. There's a lot of information on about this. We have interviewed people over and over and over again on these topics. And look, I mean, folks, personally, I think non-participation is the best way. You don't participate in the process at all. I don't use a Social Security number. I don't use a driver's license. I don't apply for a state identification. I'm just basically out of the system, and that's what I recommend, and that's what I do. But again, there are consequences for all of this, and you need to be up to speed and aware of what consequences you might face by trying to use any of these methods. Charles, thanks for the call. I know your heart's in the right place here, and I got to tell you, I admire people that do these things. I just don't like recommending them, and that's going to be a long-winded conversation to explain to you why. You'll just have to trust me on that. We'll leave it there. Let's go to Larry in Indiana. Larry, thank you for holding. A lot of calls from Indiana on the program. Good to have you on the show, Larry.
Okay, Jack, I want you to take a cold look at who the globalists go after with the kangaroo trials ambushes, murder, etc. The ones they really fear are the ones advocating preparing for physical resistance. So before you cast that musket down, take a look at what they've done to Bob Stewart and Fritz Springmeier, Scott Woodring, Dick Traficant, and Mark Kernke, who they may or may not let out here on March 15th. I mean, he's the one that started the Colonel and what became GCN. They're out there practicing drills to murder most of us. We need to be practicing so that we know how to shoot a target if the time comes, which they're going to try and do everything
sure.
they can.
Sure. When did I say not to do something
well,
like
you
that?
You said we could pick up our muskets here. I don't know how much good that would do in 2007, but...
Well, I'm talking about an offensive, and you're talking about a defensive, and there's a big world of difference here.
We can't go on the offensive, but we are granted, biblically, the right to defense, and that's what they fear. They fear us organizing and practicing and being able to counter what they're preparing for.
Again, I don't disagree with you. We need to be ready for a defense. Otherwise, it's going to be cherry picking, shooting fish in a barrel. Obviously, again, if we look at the Middle East right now, we see a pretty good example of what can happen if you are ready for a defense, which the best defense is a good offense. So, I mean, once you're in the position to have to defend yourself from foreign enemies or foreign militaries or unlawful or illegal measures by the government, well, all bets are off. But all I was saying is, not firing the first shot because you're just outgunned.
Well, and they'll actually stage events making it look like you'll fire the first shot, like you say, false flag terrorism.
Provocateurs.
They use it on individuals as well as groups.
Yeah.
So, but that I just want to make that point. People need to get out and practicing.
I was glad to clear that up, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Being prepared, knowing how to use firearms, having ammunition, this is just part of the American way. And, yes, they are trying to outlaw, they're trying to make it illegal, and they're certainly making examples out of people who are doing this. We've been covering the Wayne Fincher story in Arkansas as well, and certainly that was a witch hunt in a kangaroo court. And here's a guy who's a constitutionalist, just an amazing individual, helps people in his community, and we're going to, you know, frame him and use him as an example of, you know, what a terrorist might be. It's absolutely ludicrous and outrageous. But
60-some years old, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And I agree with you on what you're saying, Larry, so I think you just misunderstood me here.
No, I just want to make the point because it seems like a lot of talk shows put that down, but that's the one thing they fear. That's the one thing I want to see people, you know, they've tried to demonize militias. The ATF was practicing blowing up Ryder trucks a year before Oklahoma City. That's been confirmed. You know, they did that to demonize militias. McVeigh had nothing to do with militias, on and on and on. That's what they want people to fear. We need to practice, and we need to have something to counter them when the time comes.
Good point. Point taken. Good call. Thank you, Larry in Indiana. Let's go to Tony in Pennsylvania. Tony, thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. Nice to hear you're on. I like the way you do the way you conduct yourself on the radio. It's really, your voice just comes across as, you can't miss anything you say. It's great.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank
you.
Glad
to have you back. Hey, I just wanted to bring something up. I couldn't get on your radio show yesterday, and I was kind of upset, but I couldn't get on, and finally I called in and said, well, just listen via the 800 number, and that was nice that they did that. But you were talking to the gentleman it wasn't the gentleman who was in that militia, but one of his people that are working with him, and now he's being locked up and for that.
Yeah, Joe McCutcheon has been following that Fincher case and has been working with us, doing a great job.
That's really a sad, you know, when you
it
think
is.
About Columbine, you think about Waco, you think about all this stuff that's going on.
Yeah. Hey, I lost my cool yesterday, if you heard, because, I mean, here I am reporting this story, and then I have to go to the story of Ed and Elaine Brown in New Hampshire, who are, you know, waiting for the feds to come take them off their land. I mean, it's just one thing after the other, and we get stories like this here at our headquarters, you know, almost every day.
Right, and it's sad because the average American, a majority of the population, they're not skilled at arms. And we as Americans, and I hear stories like this all the time, there's people from Australia that I know, and now they're going after their swords. in Australia.
Hey, man, they outlawed butter knives, so
yeah.
They're trying to outlaw butter knives or knives in general in England.
Yeah, so from one American...
Meanwhile, the cops are now actively carrying M16s and machine guns in full militarized riot gear on the streets of England, okay?
Isn't that something? You know, the American people need to wake up, and I hope that, and I pray to Yahweh Father that everybody that's listening to my voice over this, that if people begin to get skilled at arms, really, I'm not saying go out there and get ready and get into militias or anything like that, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying so that you can protect your family, that when the time comes, you have to protect your home.
Look,
you know?
I mean, I use this example perpetually,
mm-hmm.
and we look at what happened in New Orleans, okay,
mm-hmm.
and the people there that were able to protect themselves, that were able to take care of themselves, rode that whole disaster out without a hitch.
Right.
And that was just a matter of the fact. And, you know, we lived in New Orleans, so I knew a lot of people down there, and we heard stories of roving mobs, okay, and there is some severe poverty and ghettos there, and this is what these people do,
right.
Running around listening for generators, and then they would go in and try to rob the people. Now,
Right. Now
there were enough cases where people were armed and they were able to protect themselves. So you don't. It's not even so much about the government coming for you, okay, or again a foreign military, because now our military is looking to employ foreigners to join the military, and that's another story. But it's just to protect yourself in case of an emergency.
Because I want to give you a great website people can go to.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over for just a second on the other side, Tony. We're going to go to Andrew and Fred and others patiently holding at 800-259-9231. I think we have a line open. We're also hoping Ron Paul will join us today on the program. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am the Raptor of political talk radio. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back on Monday. Appreciate everybody calling in today. You've been a great help. You've made this a great show so far. You can call in. You can pick my brain. And the good news is, if I can't give you an answer, there's a good chance someone in this great listening audience, I think the greatest listening audience in all of radio, even greater than my audience. Now my listeners will be tuning out. But we'll find a way to answer your questions so you can bring up anything you want. If I can't get you, I think someone else will be able to call in. Also, I want to cover more news in the program. Still expecting Ron Paul to join us in the third hour of the broadcast today. God willing, hopefully we'll all be able to enjoy Ron on the program today. I want to go back to the phones, and we had Troy in Pennsylvania holding over. Troy, I didn't want to cut you off in the commercial, so go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay. There's two things I want to address, and that's the constitutional issues with these gentlemen that are having these problems with their driver's license and stuff like that. There's an awesome website.
Okay.
It's called citizensoftheamericanconstitution.org. All one word. citizensoftheamericanconstitution.org. Go there. Those guys are awesome.
All right.
You're going to enjoy that website. And as far as the firearms issue, Dr. Ignatius Piazza is one heck of an American man. His website is Front Sight. You know, like the sight, you look out sight. Front Sight, that's FrontSight.com. FrontSight.com. I am also a member of his organization. They're doing some awesome bang-up jobs, training the people to be proficient at arms.
Well, thank you, Tony, for sharing all that information with us. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling. That's the thing about the Alex Jones Show, about this network, is try calling in with multiple websites about constitutional ideas or constitutional law to the Sean Vanity Show or the Lush Limbaugh Show or the Neil Boring Show or the Laura Ingraat Show. See how far you'll get with that. But we allow that here to a point, okay? Don't abuse the privilege. Andrew in Missouri, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show today.
Yeah, I was wondering, I've heard some things about Ruby Ridge. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
Can you clarify that for me?
Can I clarify it for you? Well, there's a great book on it. There's several books on it, but the one I like is by Randy Weaver himself. It's his account on what happened on Ruby Ridge. Of course, this happened under the wonderful script reader, weatherman Bill Clinton. And well, how do I give you the short version of this story? Randy Weaver was working in militias, and he was, like a lot of the listeners to this show, a lover of freedom, a lover of the Constitution. He had been set up by one of his alleged acquaintances who had turned state's evidence for the FBI in order to avoid being wrapped up himself. This is what a lot of people do. They turn into rats. They set up Randy Weaver for selling a sawed-off shotgun, one sawed-off shotgun, to a guy who was his friend. And the guy asked him, set him up, and asked him to do it. Well, again, this led to a number of warrants for his arrest. He refused to turn himself in. They had relocated up into Ruby Ridge, which is a fairly desolate area, a compound, you can call it. Things escalated rather quickly when the FBI and the BTAF set up and were ready to move on the Weaver compound, and one of the officers, one of the wonderful FBI officers, shot the dog and then shot his young son in the back, which set off a siege that lasted several days. They then proceeded to shoot his wife while she was holding her baby, shot one of the guests at the compound, nearly killed the entire family until Jack McClam and Bo Greitz went up and mediated their release. Heads eventually rolled on this, but just a horrible, horrible story. If you're on the Internet, look up Ruby Ridge or get the book by Randy Weaver. I know it helps support him and his family, and he's a great guy. We've talked to him many times. That's about all I can say on that. We'll come right back. More of your calls right after this.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.